I'm Lori.
And I'm Jeffrey.
And welcome to Southern Charm Magic, where we talk about the magic and the mishaps of planning your next Walt Disney World vacation.
And hopefully bring a little magic to wherever you are in the world.
We'll give you our honest opinions about what we think.
But always with just a little bit of Southern Charm. To y'all who come to this happy podcast, welcome and welcome back. Hey, Lori.
Hey, Jeffrey.
It is good to be back with you.
It is so good.
And, you know, one of these days we are going to get on a good schedule for our listeners. We promise that we are working to do that for you all. But life is crazy.
Life is crazy. We had good intentions on staying on the schedule, and then Hurricane Ida happened and kind of threw us off.
And the tropical storm.
Yes.
That we recorded in last time.
Yes.
So today we want to talk about when to go to Disney World. We talked about the hurricanes last time and whether or not you should go in a hurricane. So listen to episode 2 for that. But now we want to view the whole calendar. Look at everything that Disney has to offer and decide when you want to go. So Lori, I have a question for you. When is a good time to go to Disney?
Well, being from Louisiana, a good time, my favorite time is Mardi Gras. Mardi Gras time. I love the weather. I love the amount of Louisiana people that are there.
Well, Lori, I think I have to completely disagree with you because the right time to go to Disney World is always right now.
Right now. You are absolutely correct.
That is always the answer. But
leave it to your witty self to come up with that.
Look at that. So I really do think that there is no bad time to go to Disney, but maybe there are better times to go.
Right. I agree.
I think that's what you need to go. The biggest consideration is obviously your work schedule.
Work schedule. Your kids, school.
The kids' school schedule and all that. But before we get to that, we have some news to discuss coming out of Disney World.
We have some more news. Every day, more news is coming out.
Literally every day, y'all. I mean, we have to check the news right before we start this recording just to see what happened. It's so much. So, first up, Space 220 open. How does it look?
I think it looks awesome. My kids are super excited about it. Even my 18-year-old, who is kind of getting over the whole little kid stuff, he was like, oh, that looks amazing. I think the restaurant itself looks amazing.
So they have the food release.
Yes.
And I was kind of surprised to see it's going to be an upper scale dining experience.
Yes.
Like steak.
But the price point is kind of up there.
So we told you in the beginning of this podcast, we would talk about the magic and the mishaps of doing that. And so, Lori, you want to tell them about our mishap in trying to get me a reservation for Space 220?
Oh, man. This week, it opened Monday, the dining reservations, and I happened to be awake at 4 o'clock in the morning. So I said, well, let me try to get Jeffrey the Space 2020 reservation for his upcoming trip. And I thought I had it. I saw it there. I got it. And then, bam, Disney's site crashes because every single person going that week is trying to get the reservation. And I didn't get it. And I was so excited. I thought I was going to get it. I thought I was going to be able to tell him that I had it. Nope.
Well, I really appreciate you doing that. But unbeknownst to me, I had no idea you were doing that. So I was actually up at 5 o'clock in the morning. I tried to make my reservation.
Rare,
unheard of. Only for Disney. Only for Disney will I do that. And I was up at 5. I made my reservation or logged in to make my reservation at 5:02 and was completely shut out.
Yep. Yep.
And so it happened. So, Lori, what's your advice to someone, and now in my boat, who has a trip coming up and there's no reservations to be found?
I think that you just try every single day. I have had it where I didn't get it the day reservations open, but I try a couple times every day leading up to the trip, and I normally get anything I want. Now, with that being said, with Space 22 being brand new, it's going to be a very highly sought after reservation. You may not get it on your first trip. You can always try for a walk up when you're there. If you're a smaller party, you may be able to get in, but normally with these newer reservations, when they first open, you may not be able to, but that's why you always go back to Disney World.
Always go back. And so, just so our listeners know, the Space 220 restaurant's brand new restaurant at Epcot next to Mission Space. And the whole premise of it is that you eat in space.
In space.
You travel to space. And so it's brand new. It's the hottest ticket. Tons of photos and reviews are on the internet if you want to take a look at that.
People that own the travel agency, the Mickey travel agency that I work for, they were the first in line. the other day for it, and her pictures are incredible.
I love that. I can't wait to see it. It just looks like something I want to experience.
What did you think about the menu when you looked at it?
The menu, I think it's out of this world.
I think so. I think it's kind of okay. I think it's the same kind of food as a lot of other restaurants. I think the drinks, the cocktails, if you're into that kind of thing, those look pretty cool.
They look amazing. Yeah. They had a cotton candy cocktail that I saw. Yeah. A cocktail served with cotton
candy.
Yeah,
I saw that.
Mm-hmm. So I had cotton candy for dinner that night.
Yeah.
True story. So yes. Lots of other news to cover. Obviously, the big story out of Disney World right now is the 50th anniversary.
Yes.
And there's so much to share about the 50th. There's the new cake. There's a new classic cake outside of Magic Kingdom. I guess I see they didn't go with doing the castle cake.
Right.
That they've done in the past. Thank goodness for that. The Skyliner is wrapped in the 50th anniversary. I saw just before we started, the airport has a 50th anniversary wrap at the Orlando airport.
I just saw right before I walked in here that the Grand Floridian put out rugs that have 50th. I think there are going to be little touches of 50th everywhere throughout the whole resort.
Oh, wow. I really do think that we're going to see a lot more because it has not started yet.
Yes.
It officially starts on the October 1st. But so much is coming out.
The merchandise is out.
It looks awesome.
I know. I want everything.
It looks really good. I think that there's a lot of good stuff out there for merchandise, and I'm not a big merchandise fan.
Right.
I mean, everything. Food collections. They have the popcorn buckets out now. So it's so much going out there.
I think it's neat.
It's a lot coming up. Other news, Rise of the Resistance. What's going on there?
Yeah. The no more virtual queue starting tomorrow, I believe. I think that that's probably leading up to the new Lightning Lane thing. I think they're just trying to kind of ease into that with that one because it's such a highly sought after. I've never been able to get a pass to get on it.
Yes, that was a big struggle for people. You have to be logged into your phone at exactly, 7:00 o'clock to get a reservation for your entire group.
Right.
And you had to have it. There was no backup option. You either got that boarding group or you didn't ride. So I do like this option. If someone wants to wait it out and spend their day in line, then they have the ability to do that.
Right. But I do think that they're going to change. I don't know for a fact, but I feel like they're just trying to prep us to see for another change to come.
It looks like it. Change is kind of the big other big story along with the 50th.
Right.
Where, Disney World is still rebounding from the closure during the pandemic. And so we're waiting to see how that happens. Disney social media shared some more previews of Harmonious.
Yes.
The big new show coming out of Epcot, the big new fireworks spectacular. That'll be there at night. It looks amazing.
It does look amazing.
It's a lot of Disney. So
it's a lot of Disney.
Previously, Epcot was not known for being Disney.
And I kind of feel conflicted about it. I don't know if I like it being Disney, like all Disney. That's the park you go to that isn't. It's a little different. It's still Disney magic there, but I don't know. I'm a little conflicted about that part.
Right. It's a change for sure. We don't do well with change.
Yes.
But I like what I'm seeing because at the end of the day, my thought on it is like you that, it is Epcot and a place to go where you're not overly Disney-fied, but you are at Walt Disney World.
Right,
so there's only so much complaining you can do about characters everywhere.
Yeah, but they take away mouse gears to put in creations, but they're making everything else more about the mouse. That doesn't make sense to me.
Maybe it'll make sense when it's all done.
That's why I'm going to wait and see. Like, our next thing we're going to talk about, Spaceship Earth Lights.
Yeah.
I'm not huge on those. I think it's not an Epcot feel.
Really?
No.
And is it because of the stars on it, or you don't like the lighting?
It's like a galactic ball, I guess. That's not, I don't know. It's kind of, or disco ball. That's not what it's supposed to be. Epcot's not a disco.
Do you know what the name of the actual, what they call the object of Spaceship Earth?
It's called
a geodesic sphere.
Oh, no, I didn't know that part. Makes me sound
intelligent, that is the absolute limit of my geometry terms.
How do you know that?
Disney trivia expert.
Oh.
Look at that.
That's a trivia question? How do you know that's right? Who told you?
History told me I'm right. Mm-hmm. It's a thing. It's
how
a thing.
How do you know that?
Hey. This is our podcast. We were supposed to know this.
I know. That's neat.
A story I really enjoyed reading about Lori this week that came out of Disney was they honored the 50-year cast members.
Yes.
And that's not really, you know, Disney World news per se, but the fact that these people worked there for 50 years.
50 years.
Do you know anyone who's worked anywhere for 50 years?
No.
We are not even 50 years old.
Right.
So.
But 50 years, that's a long time.
And there's a lot
for
of them.
One job. A lot. A lot more than I thought.
Right. Several cast members were there being honored for their 50 years of service to Disney. And I love it. I want to meet them.
Right.
I want to ask them what opening day was like. I mean, they've been through it all.
I showed my little girl this morning, and she said, so they worked there since the day it opened. Yes, that's crazy to me.
I love it. So I want to meet them.
Yeah, right.
So a little bit more news coming out of Magic Kingdom. Lori, I don't know if I've shared with you my passion for the Main Street.
You never have.
Oh, well. Uh-huh. Well, I believe I have a candle somewhere in my house that is supposed to smell like the Main Street confectionery. And I have a lot of great memories of going to the confectionery with my family, particularly mm-hmm. my mom. We always go and get a treat and eat a snack on Main Street. Some of my favorite memories. And it was so depressing to see it close for the past year or so, right?
Yeah. Not too long.
It's been closed for
It was open the last time I went.
Was it?
Yeah.
Okay.
And it hasn't been a year. What?
It was closed for my last trip, and I guess that was enough to just make me very sad because they just have so many great.
What's your favorite thing to get there?
Absolutely a cake pop.
Oh.
My what? Instagram is filled with pictures of cake pops. What is yours?
I'm not a huge sweet eater, but we go there all that my son gets fudge.
Okay.
He's a huge fudgy. I like the Rice Krispie treats.
Yeah, those are popular.
Yeah.
But I'm interested. It's supposed to be bigger, which it needs to be.
Yeah, it needs to be because I feel like I break everything walking by.
And so the other news out of Magic Kingdom, Mickey's PhilharMagic is getting a new scene from where?
Coco.
And so here's my thing with that. Coco, do you know the song they're using from
yes.
Coco? And what song is that?
Well, I don't know the name.
Lori's in Spanish. Yeah. Lori's in Spanish class right now.
Yeah.
So it's un pollo loco. So un pollo loco means a crazy chicken.
Oh.
If I'm not mistaken. Someone correct me if I'm wrong. But anyway, it's the song Miguel does in the film. Un pollo loco. And the thing about Coco and using that song in PhilharMagic is that that's not the big song from Coco. The big
right.
song is Remember Me.
Yes.
It's, you know, they sing it several times and it's this beautiful, beautiful song and really neat thing. So why they went with that, with the other one for Mickey's PhilharMagic, I have to ask them.
I have to ask why they put Coco of all movies into it.
I don't understand. And then the last bit of news we have today, Lori, what are your thoughts on the electrical water pageant?
I think it's awesome. You don't...
Just generally, are you a fan of the water pageant?
I am a fan.
Can you tell our listeners what it is?
So it's a parade, a boat parade that goes on the Seven Seas Lagoon.
Mm-hmm. And Bear Lake.
Yeah, at night. It's a all lit up parade. I like it if you remember about it to go out to it, but it's very hard for me to leave the park to go see it.
So I absolutely love it. Great memories of watching this growing up. It's just, if you look at it, it is this water pageant that looks straight out of the 70s.
Yes.
I forget what year
it is. Yeah, it is. And my dad used to love it. That is one thing I remember about my dad whenever he would go to Disney World. He loved that thing because I think it reminded him of his childhood.
I love that. And
so
you can see it from the Magic Kingdom.
Yes.
From Polynesian, Grand Floridian, Contemporary, and I believe the beach at Fort Wilderness.
Yes, because it goes through... It starts or ends over there.
Yeah. And so it's fantastic. And they have little scenes. And it's, if you never watched, it's a completely free, entertaining show. And it ends with the patriotic salute
yes.
with American flags.
Yes.
But it's changing, Lori. They announced brand new today that they're adding to it. I've never, ever heard of them.
Of them adding. I hope they're not taking anything away.
What are they adding to it?
The 50th anniversary stuff. That's because that's going on everything.
And so it looks like they're going to add to it, not
yes.
replace
okay.
anything.
I'm
and
hoping.
So I just love that. Like, it was just kind of this unthought of thing, you know, for months. Disney has not had fireworks or a night
right.
show. They do have them back now. But for the longest time, they didn't. And the electrical water pageant did still run.
Yes.
And so I thoroughly enjoyed it. It was a great nighttime entertainment. And you can hear it from all over the place. As it makes its
yes.
way around the lagoon. It's so
it's
loud.
Just hard to remember to leave the park if you're in the Magic Kingdom that day.
But if you're at a resort,
yes.
Magic Kingdom Resort, there's no way you miss it.
Right.
And so we highly recommend watching it and taking a few minutes to watch it. But now that it has this new 50th scene, I think that's going to drive a lot of people to go watch it.
Yes,
I think that'll be fun
sure.
to watch to see how they do it. Well, that
I
is...
also have, well, I have two new things that I
oh,
just saw
look
before
at this.
I came in.
Look
yes.
at this.
Number one, the Ariel's grotto sign is back up. So that leads me to think that we might have some character interactions coming back a little slowly but surely. That they are having some character things now, socially distanced, but it's going to be kind of hard in the grotto to socially distance too much. So I'm anxious to see what's going to happen with that. The sign is up. I do not have confirmed anything. I'm just speculating. But
you know, I have never been to Ariel's Grotto.
Oh, it's really neat.
Is it?
Have you been to Tinkerbell's?
No.
Yeah, that's pretty neat too, the way they have it set up.
Oh, okay. Well, yes. I'll put that on the to-do list. Yes. But you currently, like Lori was saying, you cannot currently meet the characters in person. You can just see them. And
at a distance.
And socially distance, take a picture.
Yeah, and one more thing I did. All-Star Music. And in movies is opened back. But they announced today that sports is delayed reopening again.
Really?
And they're going to refurbish it.
Oh,
so that's,
okay.
Yeah. So well, that's pretty cool.
The refurbished rooms look really good over there. So I stay at the All-Stars a lot. But I'm really interested to see their remodeled rooms because Pop Century got the same remodel. Looks really good.
Yes.
So, all right. Well, Lori, let's take a break. And then we're going to talk about when to go.
All right.
When you're not listening to Disney podcasts, are you a fan of true crime podcast? Check out Real Life, Real Crime, a podcast hosted by a real detective who really worked real cases. Former Detective Woody Overton guides you through what he's experienced step by step, as only someone who has worked a case can tell you. Real Life, Real Crime. Lori, let's just go to Disney right now.
I know, I want to so bad.
We should. We really should.
The crowds look so amazing right now.
So that's what we should talk about. There's two ways to look at going to Disney, I think. One is based on crowds.
Yes.
Do you care about the crowds? Does that bother you in some way? Or do you want to go based on events and what there is in particular to see and do there?
Right.
Let's, I guess, talk about crowds first. Yeah. Lori, do you care about crowds?
I do not, because it's Disney. It's magic. And the way I look at it, it doesn't matter what the crowd looks like. It's always going to be busy. It's always going to be a crowd. It is Disney World. People come from all over the world to come there. So it's always going to be crowded. You just have to learn how to make your way through the crowds better.
Except for that very particular time we discussed in our last episode, which you should go back and listen to.
Right. For sure.
So I am someone who hates crowds, so I very much plan to avoid crowds, and we'll give you our advice on when to go to avoid them, because I'm not a crowd person.
Yes.
It's just not my thing. The pandemic did not help that at all, so I try to avoid them, but Lori is absolutely correct. Disney will always have some level of crowds.
Yes.
We have never been to deserted Disney.
Never.
I understand it's kind of like that after they reopened after the pandemic. But even then.
We tried to go, but we were a week late.
It didn't work. It backfired.
Yeah,
that was
a
mishap.
Very busy.
File under mishap, please.
Mishaps, yes.
So when is the most crowded time to go?
Definitely holidays. Holidays and summers. Which, summers I would never think because of where it is, but people don't like to take their kids out of school, so summer's for sure, and the holidays. And the most busy time for holiday is the day after Christmas to New Year's Day. That is the busiest week that Disney World has.
And have you been that week?
I have not.
Neither have I.
No.
Cannot speak from experience, but I've seen pictures.
Yes, I've seen pictures, and they look scary. Spring break looks pretty bad, too. And that it doesn't even get as bad as Christmas, and spring break looks scary to me.
But let's talk about spring break, and I don't have a lot of knowledge of this, but I know in Louisiana, our spring breaks were organized around Easter.
Yes.
But in many parts of the country, it is not.
No.
And so spring break is different. A season, right?
Yes, it's a season.
From about, what, mid-March to mid-April?
I think so.
You know, that makes a lot of sense. So basically, if there is a national holiday, be it Thanksgiving, July 4th, Memorial Day, Labor Day.
President's Day.
Because
up north, people get off a whole week. That's their kind of winter break or something they call it.
Okay. If you are from the northern part of the United States, please explain President's Day to us.
Yes.
Because we don't do that down here.
No. But it's always around Mardi Gras time. Mm-hmm. So we do get off a week for Mardi Gras. And if Mardi Gras falls the same time as President's Day, then scratch that out. You don't want to go for Mardi Gras, which is my favorite time.
Avoid. And so the flip side of that, when would you want to go to avoid the crowds? If you're like me and you're studying the crowds, when do you think you should avoid going?
Avoid going?
Avoiding the crowds, rather.
So, avoid the crowds. I think I've seen September being the most ideal time to go. Every time I study it, September. And this September, it did look, we're going to call it Disney dead. Really not dead, but Disney dead. Mm-hmm. I think September, or anytime the kids are in school.
I tell you what, I had a great trip in January one year.
Oh, I have heard that too.
January is a tremendous time to go. It's the crowds are much lighter, except for one weekend, which we'll talk about.
You can, though, even with it being Florida, I think that January is probably Florida's coldest months, mm-hmm. and you could be there and it'd be too cold. And I am not a cold person, and I will stay in my room.
That's a very good point. We like going to Disney World partially because you go south.
Yes.
It gets hotter. It's
yes.
weather very similar to Louisiana. We do not do cold.
And mm-hmm. I had a great trip during Louisiana's coldest day ever. Jeffrey was over here freezing with real ice, and I was by the pool at Disney World.
Well, the map of the United States was blue or white or purple or whatever means freezing or below. And we were literally frozen inside our homes in Louisiana. We do not do ice well here. But Lori was living her best life in the 70-degree Disney weather. I still have not forgiven her for that. And I just cannot
believe
it.
That was for Mardi Gras, because I go for Mardi Gras. And Mardi Gras is always fabulous.
Well, several of our fellow state residents were with you. Louisiana
yes.
does show up in large numbers
yes.
at Disney for Mardi Gras. But the rest of us were literally frozen inside our homes. And I do not mean that in any type of figurative or joking way. Our state was on lockdown
right.
for 72 hours.
Right.
And you could not go anywhere.
I told him to come that week. He wouldn't do it.
I would not. I stayed behind, and we have to just realize that going to Disney is always a good idea.
Always.
Always.
He never listens to me.
I don't. And so, what were you saying, Lori?
You never listen to me?
Oh, okay. Got it. So, the other part of that about crowds, that's one way to decide when to go. Obviously, you have to take into account your child's school schedule, your work schedule, and all of those factors. But the other way to look at when to going to Disney is around events.
Yes.
And I love events. I actually bought my first annual pass back in 2020. I bought my annual pass several years ago, but I renewed it in 2020 with the singular goal of going to every festival mm-hmm. at Epcot. I wanted to go to all four festivals, which we're going to talk about now. But 2020 happened. And so I made it to the first two. And it just did not work out in 2020. And so what are the four Epcot festivals?
It's the Festival of the Arts, the Festival of the Flower and Garden Festival, Food and Wine Festival, and the Festival of Holidays.
And so those are four very unique times at Disney. Just to give you perspective of how long they run, Festival of the Arts was January 8th through February 22nd of this year.
Yes.
Flower and Garden Festival, March 3rd through July 5th.
But I think that they kind of extended those dates because of the pandemic. They didn't have the year before.
Oh, were they extended because of that?
Mm-hmm.
But it's a good thing to watch if they do it going forward. So Food and Wine Festival.
Food and Fun, that one really did extend.
That's really long, July 15th through November 20th.
Yes.
And then Festival of the Holidays is November 26th
yes.
through December 30th, which appears to be the shortest festival.
Right.
But the thing to keep in mind from that is that Epcot has a festival more often than not.
Right.
I think it's harder to go to Epcot without a festival. And so the festivals are kind of similar in the fact that they all have special food booths
mm-hmm.
and they all have entertainment. That they have there. So, Laura, have you been to all four festivals?
I have.
And what's your favorite?
Holidays. I mean, by far, holidays, everything holiday for me. The Festival of the Holidays.
And so, mine is actually the Flower and Garden Festival.
Yeah, I think that that's my second.
They have the topiaries
yes.
out, if I'm pronouncing that correctly.
Yes.
And just amazing, amazing flowers and the topiaries and just... Epcot looks beautiful.
Festival of Arts was pretty neat too. Did you go?
Yes. And
for
so
that?
I've been to Festival of the Arts. I got to go in 2020 and it was a surprising hit.
Yeah,
I think it's a sleeper hit.
That chalk art stuff.
The
was
chalk
so
art is
neat.
Amazing. And
yeah.
What got me about the Festival of the Arts, because you hear arts, and you're like, what is that? But it really does include the visual arts,
yes.
the performance
yes.
arts, and music. And so you see all the different types of arts there. So I went and got to see two famous Broadway singers from Disney Broadway productions. And they bring in, you know, really recognized, you know, Broadway talent for that. They bring in great acts for the other festivals, too. And so there's so many great photo ops there.
Yes.
There's so many great, you know, performance art there. The performance art didn't happen as much this year.
Yeah.
Because of, obviously, the pandemic restrictions. But it's just a sleeper hit festival with really unique food, too.
Yes.
The food is trying to be more artistic. But the booths that they have at each festival are unique, but they still have some of the same things.
Yes.
And so, Food and Wine Festival, hugely popular.
It's huge. That's hugely popular with locals.
Mm-hmm.
I know people who live in Orlando area who don't visit Disney as much as I would if I lived there, but they do for sure during Food and Wine. They go.
So should you avoid Epcot on nights and weekends because of that?
For sure.
Okay. So that's something good to know. And I've tried to do that in my trip. I know it doesn't always work out. But Epcot is insanely packed on Saturdays and Sundays. You notice a
with locals.
With locals. You notice a big uptick. But it's still good. It's a lot of fun. And then the Festival of Holidays, we talked a little bit in our last episode about the Candlelight Processional. Mm-hmm. What kind of stuff can you see during the Festival of the Holidays?
So pre-pandemic, and I haven't been since after, and I'm anxious to see how they do it this year. Pre-pandemic, one of my favorite things to do during the Festival of the Holidays is go to the different countries, and natives from that country would tell the story of what their traditions and culture is like around Christmas time. And my favorite thing was to see Papa Noel and Father Christmas in the United Kingdom and the France Pavilion, I believe. And then they would tell you the story of the Nutcracker in the Germany Pavilion. I loved that. My kids always enjoyed learning about the traditions of Christmas in the different countries. That was our favorite thing to do. And Santa Claus and Mrs. Claus would be in America Pavilion.
And then, obviously, the Candlelight Procession.
Yes.
Which is the great event that happens several times a night with a celebrity narrator telling the story of Christmas from the Christian perspective. Absolutely beautiful, even if you are a non-believer. I know non-believers have been to that and just really enjoyed it.
Exactly.
For the presentation and learning about other cultures. Which
right.
Is what
it's
is
neat
about.
To find, right. It's neat to find out about other cultures. That's why I love Epcot. I love that I can travel the world and not ever leave the United States.
Amen. No passport needed.
And no airplane needed.
No airplane needed. And so it's a great time. So there's not a bad time to go to Epcot, really.
No,
unless you really don't want to go to a festival.
There are some things through these festivals for your kids to get interested in. I know they do some things because a lot of times people think Epcot's not a kid-friendly park, but I also, we're going to need to do an episode. Like, I think there's plenty of ways for kids to have fun, but during these festivals, they have different things like scavenger hunts, and we've done all of them, where you go find, like, the flower and garden, they set out an Easter egg, and you have to go find it. And you pay, like, $6 or $7, and they tell you where they are in each. They give you hints, and then at the end, they give you a little prize.
I love that.
Yeah, I love it. And they do that they have something like that for every festival. And I think I just read something about the 50th anniversary. They're going to do something like that during the festival.
We'll have to keep an eye on that.
Yeah, it looks fun.
I'm not familiar with that, so you have to.
Yeah, I love it. Yeah.
And see what's going on. But yeah, it's not just for adults. And I think that with the changes coming to Epcot, that's just going to grow more and more, that it's more of a family destination. And so the other seasonal events that happen are at the Magic Kingdom and the two parties they have there, the two themed parties rather, which is now Mickey's Boo Bash, formerly Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party. And then now is also the Christmas party, which is Mickey's Very Merry After Hours, formerly known as, what was it? Mickey's Christmas Time? What was the name of it? I've never done the Christmas party.
What?
So I know. And so it was going to be my time. So now it's going to be Mickey's Very Merry After Hours. Previously, it was Mickey's Christmas Party. And the dates for those, Mickey's Boo Bash this year was August 10th through October 31st. And Magic Kingdom was November 8th through December 21st. And so I think we see why fall and winter are such popular times to go to Disney. Because if you're going in fall and winter, you're going to have, if you go in the fall, you'll have Mickey's Boo Bash and Food and Wine Festival.
Yes.
Anytime between July 15th and October 31st, you would have both of those, with Food and Wine Festival extending beyond that. And then the Christmas party, you know, November 8th through December 21st, you can overlap that with the Epcot Festival of Holidays.
Yes, that's one of my favorite things. It used to be, I think, Once Upon a Christmas.
Okay.
And that's my favorite thing to do, is overlap both of them.
It's a lot to do, but this year with the 50th starting on October 1st, I think it's even more stuff than ever to do.
I think it's going to be incredible time.
It's so much to do. So you can hit, in October, you're going to hit the 50th stuff, plus Halloween, plus food and wine. And if you go in late November, early, or anytime in December, you're going to hit 50th plus Christmas.
Yes.
Stuff. It's fantastic. But
I think that the crowds are going to kind of be up there.
The crowds are up there. I've seen some stuff online that hotels can be hard to find.
Yes.
The discounts are hard to find. Yes. That I can tell you.
Yes.
The discounts are harder to find. But I guess what I want to point out is that Disney, aside from this, Disney is kind of the same experience year-round. So if you're not going to experience one of these things, you can expect
something.
You can expect a pretty regular experience across the board and experience in all of what Disney has to offer. This kind of stuff is extra that we're talking about with the festivals, with the Magic Kingdom parties. It's extra stuff that Disney does during these times. And so if you want to experience those things, you should go then. But otherwise, you are going to get to see the regular shows and rides year-round.
Yes.
So this is just...
It's always magic.
It's always magic. And there's always, it's always a good time to go, as we say. But some more things that we didn't talk about yet that we can end on is the marathons.
Marathon weekends.
And so I don't know anything about a marathon. I like running, but not that far.
Yeah. I have. My very first half marathon was the Wine and Dine Marathon, which is going to happen this year. They brought them back, thankfully, November 6th and the 7th. That was a lot of fun, that marathon. And I don't know how they're going to do it this year, but the Wine and Dine Marathon always had a party at Epcot for just the runners afterwards. That's the only marathon weekend that did that. And that weekend kind of gets a little crowded because of Wine and Dine already going on and the running marathon. And one other marathon is the Disney Princess Half Marathon. I did that. I've done that one twice. And that weekend sometimes falls around Mardi Gras, and I didn't realize it when I did it, and I waited on a bus to get into Magic Kingdom the longest I've ever waited in traffic at Disney World.
So how are the crowds there? I mean,
it was
because
pretty
of
crazy.
The crowds?
Yes, it was pretty crazy. But once the marathon weekend was over, it was fine.
Okay, so watch out for the marathon weekend. So can you give us the dates of
those? The Walt Disney World Marathon Weekend, the first one of the year, is January 5th through the 9th. And if you get there kind of before the 5th, you may be in some crowds from the 1st, from New Year's. And then after that weekend, that marathon is the least crowded to me, in my opinion. Then the Princess Half Marathon weekend, like I said, if it falls during Mardi Gras, and this year it is February 24th through the 27th, and Mardi Gras is right afterwards, so you might get into some little bit of the marathon traffic, but it'll clear out by then too. And then this one's new, the Springtime Surprise weekend. It's March 31st through April 3rd, which kind of shocks me because they're back to back like that.
Well, I tell you what, I don't know what that is, but if you want to surprise me, a marathon is not the way to do it. That's not a good surprise. Surprise, you're running a marathon.
What is it? Is it a marathon?
Right. It says Springtime. It's a Run Disney Springtime
Surprise.
That's
a new one to me.
I am known to dash to Splash Mountain or Race to Space Mountain, but that's about all the running I do at Disney because you do so much walking.
So much walking. When I did the Princess Half Marathon weekend, I did the 10K. I did the challenge. I did the 10K on Saturday and the half marathon on Sunday. And the day that I did the half marathon, my steps on my watch, I think it broke. I had so many steps. I think it was like 40-something thousand.
Wow.
Yeah, it was the craziest thing.
Oh, no thank you.
Yes.
Not into it.
It was almost 20 miles on one day.
Well, I look at that as a great way for us to social distance. The half marathon is, what, 13 miles?
Yes.
So we can be 13 miles away, Laura.
Yes.
You'll be at the finish and I'll be at the start
cheering
you on. And that's how you social distance in the era that we're in. And so that's the marathons. So really, y'all, no bad time to go to Disney.
No bad time.
Pick your, if you want crowds or if you want to avoid crowds, if you don't care, if you want to do special events.
Just go.
We always encourage you to go to Disney.
And if you have any questions on how to do anything, just reach out to us on our social media accounts, because we have lots of tips to make it a magical time so you don't get bombarded with crowds and not know what to do.
Lots and lots. And we can have, we have a lot of advice for that, and we'll have to discuss that in a future episode.
Yes, I think so.
Keep listening. Share this with a friend who you think is going to Disney World soon or would just like to hear about some tips about planning. And we will see you real soon.
Bye. Thanks for joining us on today's episode of Southern Charm Magic.
Be sure to follow us on Facebook and Instagram under the handles of Southern Charmed Magic. Have a great, big, beautiful tomorrow.
Bye, y'all.